Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Courtney Cox and Alex Peasy. We're going to be talking about Carbon County Rec. So pleasure to have you two, and thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So we're coming to the end of what was, I assume, a very busy winter season. I mean, activities out the wazoo. You got the ice skating pond, junior jazz going on. So looking back, what was the winter season like for you guys?
I would say the same thing. We had a lot going on at the facility. We had, you know, various Christmas parties. We had, like you said, junior jazz. The ice pond, we didn't get to open as much as we would like, did we, Alex?
Yeah, it's a little warm this year.
Little warm. Couldn't keep people off of it to let it freeze.
Yeah.
We had a few things going on.
It was a little rocky.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
pun intended.
Thank you.
That's good.
It's hard to get something open if people are kind of impeding that progress. And then the weather wasn't doing you any favors this year either. This has been just the strangest winter. It's either going to be below 20 or it's going to be 50.
Yeah, exactly.
So with the winter season coming to an end, that also brings the start of the spring sports season. Right now, open for Carbon County Rec, you have baseball registration, youth volleyball registration. So how can people sign up for those?
If they want to visit carbonrec.com, we have all of our registrations open. We try to keep our registrations like open 6 months in advance. So you can check out our Junior Bees, which is our T-ball and coach pitch program. Like you said, our youth volleyball, spring soccer. We even have some adult leagues open on there. Our summer slow pitch is open for men's and women's. So, yeah, all the good stuff.
And then also with the warmer weather, people are going to want to be spending a lot more time outside. So let's talk about North Springs for a second. We were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but that's something that people don't really see as connected to Carbon County Rec, but it is.
That's very true. I think the problem with North Springs for a lot of people, especially locals, is that it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and we want to change that. We want to bring more attention to North Springs and get more people going out and visiting. It's a fabulous facility. We have over 600 acres out there. We have various shooting ranges out there. So we have 1,000-yard range, shotgun range, mm-hmm. law enforcement, and everybody's favorite cowboy town. So we'd love to have people out there visiting. We're going to be introducing some merchandise to North Springs so people can help us rep the facility as well.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really cool.
And then if people want to go to North Springs, will they just do they have to register through the Carbon County Rec website? Is there a different process?
No, they just need to show up. So we're open Thursday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to dusk. And that is year-round except for major holidays. They just need to show up, say hi to Scott, get checked in, and they're good to go.
And then I think the biggest thing that's coming up for Carbon County Rec Night right now, obviously every year, the big county fair. This year, cowboy boots and coal dust. So let's talk about that theme for a second. Last year you had Better Than Ever, and I think it definitely lived up to the title. That was a spectacular showing you guys had. But moving on to this year, what led you to the theme of cowboy boots and coal dust?
For me, I would say those two things are really representative of our community as a whole, at least our heritage. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know? Coal mining, Western heritage, farming, you know, that's what we do here in Carbon County. So we felt that that was an appropriate theme for this year, coal dust and cowboy boots. And along with that, one of the things that we're planning on doing is bringing back the coal shoveling competition to this year's county fair. So we're looking forward to that. And we've already got, you know, community excitement going along with that. So.
And that coal shoveling is always a big community hit. I remember mm-hmm. seeing that as a kid, just being amazed by how fun it looked out there. Now, in terms of planning, you guys still a few months off, starting in June. What are the things you're kind of emphasizing right now in the planning stage for the fair?
I would say our main things right now is seeking sponsorships. So we have a really big event coming up that we haven't fully announced yet, but there's lots of people who are aware of it. So you'll hear more about that as we get a little bit closer, but we are seeking sponsorships for that opportunity. That's probably what we're primarily focused on, that as well as getting vendors for not only our fair, but also for our Girls Just Want to Have Fun Women's Expo that's coming up in March. So vendors for that as well. If people are looking for vendor opportunities and they want to get started earlier in the year, that is a prime opportunity to be able to showcase to Carbon County what you've got for sale and what your business is.
And then if there are any vendors or businesses out there who are listening who want to sponsor this event, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you to sign up for one of these slots?
I would say you could just reach out to the rec directly. You can call and talk to me. You can visit carbonutahfair.com for some information. That website's, we're working on developing that and getting the information on there. So I would say for starters, reach out and talk to me.
Now, Courtney, Alex, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Come out and have some fun with us. We have a lot of great things going on.
We really do. I heard somebody else say this morning, you know, don't say there's nothing to do in Carbon County. And I have to second that. Not only do we have so many great things that go on through circuit between sports and community events and activities, but we have a lot that just goes on in our community. So come out, be a part of it, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fun really never ends in Carbon County. So Alex, Courtney, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Again, that was Courtney Cox and Alex Peasy from Carbon County Rec. We were talking about what's coming up for at the Recreation Complex. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.